Hello, hello, and welcome to the Hochschulkiste, the student podcast where we talk about everything inside and outside the classroom. In today's episode, I'm joined by a very special guest. It's an American who decided to leave USA and come to Germany to study. He has already finished his bachelor degree in German, and he is now continuing with his master degree. And his name is Kyle Kirschenbaum.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Okay, Kyle, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you too.
one thing that the audience doesn't know for us that we were both international. I mean, we're international students now, but back then we were also in the same integration German course. Mm-hmm. And then later on, we also had the same major, which was Wirtschaftsinformatik.
Business Information Systems.
Business Information Systems, that's right. And I have always had like a couple of questions, but before we dive into them, I would like to mention that you have come like a long way from the USA, being completely alone, without knowing the language. So as I mentioned, I would like to dive deeper into the question.
We'll bring them on, man.
Let's go. Okay, man. So let's get right to it, to our first, and I would say maybe obvious and logical questions.
All right.
Why did you choose to leave USA? Or maybe why were you inspired to leave your home, the USA, and come to Germany and start basically a new life, and then maybe also later studying?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why did I move to Germany and then learn the language? Answer, because I'm a masochist. I love pain. Just kidding, jokes. So a real reason is, so there was a girl that I really liked, who's now my wife, so things worked out. No need to have suspense. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to move here, see if things would work out with her. And then when I was here, I was thinking, what do I want to do? Because I never thought I would study, because in the States, it's so gosh darn expensive.
Yeah, I have also heard that it's really expensive.
It's crazy expensive. So it's very normal that you can be like 80 grand in debt or something. So I just like completely crossed that off on my list. But when I was here, I thought, it's like pretty much free. I'm already learning the language. What if I just like learned deeper and then studied? And then the journey was, what do I want to study? And that was a journey in and of itself. But yeah, so came here for a girl. Then I thought, what do I actually want to do here? And then I'm now a nerd that doesn't touch grass, and I'm just on my computer all the time, and I love it. And I'm working out and stuff too.
So I have actually watched a lot of these videos on TikTok, on Instagram Reels or whatever, where a bunch of Americans, they always manage to fuck up which country, where is it, or the capitals, or everything besides America. So I was curious, did you know where Germany is, Kyle? Or how did it work?
Yes, I knew where Germany was, but because I looked before, just kidding. Yeah, I knew where Germany was, but to be honest, my geographic capabilities were not the greatest when I was in America, but now I've broadened my horizons. So I know Europe and all the other places, but in the States, we definitely do not learn much geography. But now I know where Augsburg is, where Munich is.
I mean, that's great. Yeah, thank you. So that was nice. But okay, more serious now. I was wanting to ask, what was the big shock, like a couple of big challenges that you had when you first moved to Germany and so on?
Yeah. So going back to what you said before, I know it was a joke in regards to the ignorance of Americans, but it's not really that much of a joke, because most Americans, myself included, we know like a single language, which makes it, number one, difficult to really empathize with those learning a second language, as well as because most Americans are primarily in America, because America is so big.
It's very big country. No? It's like the second biggest one in the world.
Third, yeah. Or China, third. Russia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe my geographical skills are also not that good.
I had to step it up, being in Germany. But anyway, so I was a bit ignorant. So when I came here, I had to learn both the cultural aspects of the area, as well as the language and whatnot. And that was definitely tough, because my wife, spoiler alert, the girl that I came here for is now my wife.
You're married.
Oh, I already said that, right?
Oops.
Anyway, her family's Polish. So I had to learn both the Polish culture and the German culture while knowing neither language. So that was really, really tough. And I had to do a lot of soul searching and figuring things out, being here, trying to understand how to interact with people that don't quite... I don't know the culture, don't know the language. But I got some tricks and stuff that helped me through it.
Great. You have mentioned something about tricks that you have learned. What do you mean? What do you mean under tricks?
Yeah, okay, makes
sense. What do you have in mind?
Yeah, so when it comes to integration, right? There's multiple aspects to integration. One of which is the language, which is a pain in the butt sometimes. But another, which is social interactions. So for example, in the States, it's very, very individualistic. And we're very loud. At least my family is loud. For example, one of the things that was weird for me was I was flying home back. So I lived in Germany for a bit and then I flew back home to the States.
Okay.
And in the States, they have, you know, those cabins above where you put your bags.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
In the States, or rather in Germany, you'd be like, I paid for one bag to go above my head. I paid for one under my seat. I'm going to put my one bag above because the other bags are for other people, right? Or the other space is for other people. But
for other people's luggage, yeah. Exactly. No, exactly what you mean, yeah.
It's like considerate. But in the States, it's first come, first serve. The space above, that's my space, right? Gotcha. So there's some like little nuances that you have to be aware of, right? So that's one thing is understanding cultural norms. Don't be too loud. And then another thing is like interactions with people. And I realized that when I was trying to interact with people when I first got here, I would feel so bad that I couldn't speak German. And I would force them to speak English with me.
But do you think the Germans are friendly at all? Or is it just the language barrier? What do you think?
I actually think that Germans are happy to speak English. And,
okay.
And I come from the States, right? I have the privilege that my mother tongue is oftentimes the second language learned from somebody, right? But what I did not like is that when I would speak to somebody directly in English saying, hey, I'm Kyle, by me speaking them to them in English, I'm implicitly requesting that they speak in their...
Also in English.
In my language, without even asking them to speak in my language, I just assume they'll speak in my language, which is now I realize why I felt so bad in the process.
Okay, maybe this way they feel kind of pressured that they have to answer you in the same language.
Exactly,
that's why
yeah.
they have to answer in English, basically.
Yeah, but if I instead talk to them in German and then I say, "Hey, I'm going to speak English because I'm funnier in English. I can joke around in English."
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, but I give you the opportunity to speak German and let you know that I understand it. I feel like that takes the pressure off their shoulders, and then I can show them who I am, joke around and whatnot, and then I can make real friendships. Because I take off the weight from them, but I can still show them myself. And then when I go back to German, they don't think I'm stupid because a lot of people think you're dumb if you can't communicate properly because they correlate your intelligence with your way you can communicate. But if I can't communicate well in German, then I have a hard time, right? So being able to essentially create a good impression and then switch back to German if necessary and take the pressure off people has definitely helped.
I was curious about something. I was wondering,
What are you curious about, big man?
I wanted to ask you, for how long have you been in Germany?
I have been in Germany since 2017, 7 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, you know you're old when you start saying dates instead of like 7 years, like 2017. Yeah, it's been a while.
Makes sense.
Who am I?
okay, also, I think that's to the not important, but like a little bit more serious spectrum of things.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you also, have you, during that whole time, you said 7 years? Okay. So during that time, have you ever felt like home? Or how do you think, how do you feel about that thing?
Gotcha. Yeah. So the first couple years were stupid hard. I was like so lonely. But I learned a lot of things there. One of the things is like not to underestimate hobbies. They're like super important to find people that enjoy the same things you do. Because in the beginning, I didn't know the language, right? But when you can do sports or dance or whatever, you're still communicating in a language, but the language is not German nor English, right?
Yeah, it's not so, practically speaking language. It's like maybe body language or doing activities with different people, something like this, you know?
Exactly. So I completely underestimated that for the first couple of years. And then after that, I felt more like comfortable. But if I'm honest with you, I don't know if I feel home anywhere anymore. So even if I go to the States, I get like culture shock.
Yeah, it's a little different vibe because you have been used to the German culture for like a couple of years.
Exactly.
Then you go back for some time and then you go again back to Germany or whatever.
Exactly. But then here, like even when I speak German, it's not like my German is bad or anything, but like
it's your home language.
I can't make the jokes I want to. And yeah, like you said, so it's a bit tough. So like home is like, it's so cliche, like home is where the people you love are, right? But it's like, it's true, because like whilst I have my heart in the States to a point, it's not, I'm not like wholly American, but I'm not Deutsch, you know, I'm not German. Yeah. So I don't know who I am.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And you mentioned sports. Uh-huh. You also mentioned hobbies. I assume sports are your hobbies.
Yeah. Or? Yeah. Big ones.
Okay. So about sports, I was curious. So I have been doing sports my whole life.
Yeah,
I
you
have
look tried. Jacked, big man.
Oh man, thank you. You also look pretty good.
Stop it.
So okay, so I have been doing different sports for my whole life.
Uh-huh.
And I have found out that sports, they can build character.
Yeah.
For me personally, they helped me managing stress,
mm-hmm.
also to stay focused and to stay disciplined in my day to day life. And what was I curious about? I wanted to ask you how or what role have sports played in your personal or even maybe in your academical life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. So so I have some hobbies. So one of which is I'm a nerd, so I like Magic the Gathering. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I have never heard of that.
No, though. That's all right.
I guess I'm just gonna learn it now.
I'll indoctrinate you in the cult. I danced a lot when I was in high school, a ton.
Oh, I can remember when we were like in the drummer course, you were like doing like some, maybe, exactly. I don't know, not break dance, but I don't know how is it called.
It's like popping.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. So I found like a crew here that like does battles. So I like do battles with them, which okay. I would say like dancing is a sport, cause you're like stupid sweaty afterwards. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So that's super fun. Basketball is also, I used to play basketball a lot. Very American.
Yeah, we actually have played together a couple times.
We have.
We actually once we had that situation. Yeah. We were playing 1v1.
Uh-huh.
And the prize was who wins? I guess a prize Duna.
Okay.
And I think you won. And then I had to buy you a Duna, but I don't remember. Did we do it?
I don't think we did it. I completely forgot about that.
I think we have to redo it.
Okay, I guess we get a Duna after this. So basketball, I played a lot, a ton. And then now I've been doing jujitsu because
that sounds interesting.
Yeah. So I used to wrestle when I was a little kid because mm-hmm. wrestling is really important, or not important, but bigger in the States. But I thought one of the things that really bothered me, and to change it for a second, is mm-hmm. You know when there's like a weird person in front of you that's like acting really funny, you know, like he's like schizophrenic or whatnot, and you're okay. like you don't know
how he's going to react.
Exactly.
Or what is his next move, basically?
Exactly. Okay. And I didn't like the fact that if he were to do something.
Yeah,
I would have no clue what mm-hmm. I should do, right?
Understand.
I would just be clueless. And that feeling is very frustrating. Slash, I did some wrestling, so I thought maybe learning jujitsu would be cool, that if somebody's acting funny, assuming they don't have a knife or something like that,
mm-hmm.
at least I could do something. So recently I've been doing jujitsu, so for both doing sport and then also to learn like self-defense mm-hmm. to a point, mm-hmm. right? It's not the best self-defense because a lot of people just like they pull guard, you know, yeah, those memes.
Or they pull like a knife or like
In jujitsu, there's a meme when somebody pulls guard.
Yeah, like they drop on the floor and then wait for the
exactly.
other person.
Yeah, and they butt scoot. Yeah.
I have seen the meme. That's quite funny, you know.
Exactly. So learning how to do jujitsu from standing up is important, but I think it's a cheat code when you really enjoy the sport that you're mm-hmm. doing for the sake of the sport. And not just doing sport to get healthy, you know, doing sport to get healthy and build mental strength, like you said, is super great. I commend you. But for me, I spend so much energy and effort putting it into my like studies mm-hmm. and figuring out things in German that I like to do sports that I enjoy because I don't have to fight as much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like there's two ways of doing sports. One of which is like you fight the inner like Schweinhund in German.
Mm-hmm.
You're like you're a little bit like the lazy person inside you. Uh-huh. You like beat him up. And the other one is doing something you really enjoy, right?
I see, I understand.
And then it feels like it's nothing. It feels fun. And you don't like, you walk out sweaty and you're like, I just played basketball for 4 hours or did jujitsu for 4 hours, but it didn't feel like work, you know?
Mm-hmm. So I think it's also like a big stress reliever.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
But and as an international student, I think that can help a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. So jujitsu's definitely been fun. Mm-hmm. And there's so much stuff to learn. And there's some really cool guys there. And like I said before, it's like, even if you don't know the language very well, you have the like body language.
The together activity. Exactly. The body language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem, big man.
So you are learning the language. which is obviously a foreign language in a foreign country.
So technically, yes, I'm learning it, but I'm studying in German, right? So it's just, so yeah, I know the language, but But I'm still learning, right?
You're studying also, then you're working. You mentioned about doing sports. And if I'm not wrong, you also mentioned something about being married or a relationship. So I was being curious, how did you manage or how did you maintain not to burn out while doing all these things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question.
Obviously, as an international student in a foreign country.
Yeah, because doing everything in German just adds difficulty.
It's different.
It's frustrating. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I say I don't know because I'm still figuring it out. So I think
maybe sports play a big role to this.
Honestly, probably.
Yeah, with the stress level thing, I guess I would say.
Yeah, it's true. The thing is, when university hits really hard, the first things to go is like my social life and my and sports, unfortunately.
Okay.
Because I have to finish studying, and the wife, when you neglect the wife, you have a bad life. So
yeah, I mean, she has to be kind of the priority number one. 100%. So
yeah,
you gotta be careful with that. I think
it's true. I mean, if your relationship, if it's good, makes everything else so much better, and if it's bad, it makes everything else hell, right? So,
but I just want to add really quick, and obviously, if you're married, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess you guys have like healthy relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. So. Yeah. And this way, I think when you have someone you love, and you can just push each other and do the things a little bit easier as if you were like alone, something like this.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many dynamics to it, right? Like, because what that means in a relationship is that one person could be giving 100% in something or 120% in something, and they can be, things might be too much for them, right? Yes. And then it's possible that the other person needs to take on a little bit more of their work to help them out.
Like extra step or extra two steps. Okay. Yeah.
So like my wife, she has a business. Okay. She's studying her master's and she's working. It's just like a ton of stuff. So when she falls behind, I need to be able to give her feedback, help her with her business, etc. As well as like do the familial stuff, be the house husband, cooking, etc. Anyway, so...
I see, gotcha.
So yeah, so I underestimated definitely how much time it takes to be in a relationship and have a wife. However, I love her. She's great.
That's awesome.
But it's just something that I have to keep in mind. Thanks, big man. But as for like the studying and whatnot, I have to create strategies with studying to try to make it as easy as possible. So for example, if I have two courses that are kind of similar, I'll try to do a kind of similar topic so I don't have to change too much of what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. An example of this, I didn't do this example, it's just an example of what I would do, is if I had to take a Python course for development of an application and a Python course for doing like data science, I would try to combine it where I do the data science in one course and another course I do the web application that has a database and everything that allows different users.
Okay, see,
and then I would try to merge it, right?
Yes.
So that I fulfill both requirements and they're separated enough that the teachers won't get mad, but I don't have to think too much about two different courses, if that makes sense. So I try to strategize that way to make things kind of mesh together in a way that I think is interesting. And then the stuff that's in German, like math. Oh gosh, math. I have to make friends in German.
It was, I have to say, it was my favorite subject. Okay, no, it was not my favorite
subject.
It was my toughest. And also with not knowing the language, having to understand all the formal and stuff, it was very hard for me personally also.
Brutal, dude. It's absolutely brutal. So so sports are helpful. But what's been helpful for me is I'm trying to create systems to try to take away decisions from my life, if that makes sense. So I spend a little bit too much time making like a meal plan so that on the weekends, I'm just going to meal prep my entire week with macros and everything so that I'm not like getting fatter.
So you're not like wasting time during the days. So you have more time for studying or for your life or sport or for your wife and so on.
Exactly. But the other thing is, because in the meal plan that I would create, it's also tracking the macros. Macros, for anybody listening who doesn't know, you have calories, which is how much you're burning. You have your carbs, fats, and your protein, right? So I don't want to eat and be like, oh, if I eat like this, am I going to get fat? I would love to be like, I'm going to eat like this and know I need X calories. And if I have X calories and continue this for 6 months or whatever, I'll see the results. And then I don't have to worry, right?
I understand, yeah.
So I'm trying to create systems to make it easier for me to take away decisions off my plate and just live life. And I also just try to joke around, have fun in life. I think that's really underestimated with just making things easier. things, that's, life isn't too serious.
I think it's also important because if you're only focused on your task, on you know, your responsibilities, then you get burnout. Yeah. You can also, you know, enjoy life, have fun times sometimes. And you have to combine it basically with sports and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the way I think.
Yeah. And I think like we are fortunate enough to live in the first world, right? Where like if you work, you can pay the bills. Mm-hmm. You don't have to really worry about your safety too much or anything, right? And like life's not too serious. Like I'm not saying just piss away your time or anything, but if you need a little bit of extra time to finish your studies or whatnot, and you have a job and you're able to support yourself, like it's not a big deal. It's okay. Chill out. You're going to be safe. It's not like you're going to starve if you can't hunt your next meal, right? We're not living in such a society and we won like the lottery in that in that regard, right? So,
and also we live in that time with all the technology and stuff, which makes it so much easier for us.
Yeah.
In comparison for, I don't know, before like 500, 1,000 years before.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of times that I'm just like in awe of the fact that I can call my parents walking home from jiu-jitsu or cooking whilst in Germany is so sick, you know?
It's awesome.
You don't think about that. Mm-hmm. So to tie it all up with the burnout question is I'm trying to create systems to reduce the amount of thinking I have to do, but I also try to really enjoy my life. I'm doing projects, doing assignments. I try to laugh, make jokes, and remember that life is not too serious. And it makes the things that are tough more enjoyable and thus less likely to burn me out, if that makes sense.
That sounds like a plan. Perfect. Yeah. So you said something about calling your parents right after jiu-jitsu or something like this, you know. But I actually wanted to ask, with all, you know, working, studying, sports, wife, or, you know, whatever relationship, I wanted to
ask. She's my wife, you don't need to say that.
I'm joking, obviously. So how is maintaining connection with home for you, and how often do you have, how do I say, maybe free time, or how often do you free some of your time so you can travel back to the USA?
Yeah, makes sense. So if an emergency doesn't happen in the States, I usually go once a year. Last year I went more than once because there was some stuff. And otherwise I try to call relatively often. When I come back from jiu-jitsu, that was one thing. Mm-hmm. I purchased a bike recently, so I no longer make calls on my bike because I'm a responsible German.
Okay. Don't text and drive.
Exactly. But since I started meal prepping, like I use those like certain hours, if it's like 2 hours, 3 hours or whatever, to call like my whole family and be like, hey, how you doing? And catch up. But as for studying, the thing is, in the master's, there's a lot more work that you have to do. My plan is to do a lot of learning under the semester break.
Okay.
That allows me to alleviate the stress on my shoulders
during the semester.
Exactly.
Okay, makes sense.
So last semester, I had a plan, and then I got sick for a month. It was horrible.
Sounds really bad.
It was horrible.
And how did it go?
I
okay. That answers the question.
Yeah, so I mean, I made something work, but I didn't do all the stuff I wanted to, which I'm feeling the pain now. But anyway, going back to that. So usually I go on the semester break, maybe February-ish, because the flights are cheap.
Yeah.
So I would go in like February, and I would have to match it up with my time with additional learning. So that it prepares me for the next semester, whilst allowing me to see my family. But yeah, pretty often I get to see them, pretty often being once a year. The thing is, in the States, you get so little vacation time, so little. You get something called PTO, stands for paid time off.
Okay, you mean like for your parents from work, or in what sense?
People who are working in the States, they get PTO, paid time off. And in Germany, you guys are spoiled.
Yeah, I think people have like around 30 days or something like
30 days.
That's for the year, just for the year.
Crazy.
That's a lot of time.
That's 6 weeks. In the States, like my brother-in-law, I think he has like 22 paid time off. That's including sick days. In Germany, you could just be sick.
So if your brother is sick, he can't get like, in German we say Krankmeldung.
He can, but it takes out of his PTO.
Exactly.
So it's essentially he has like 22 vacation days, and he has to take a vacation day to be sick.
Okay,
right?
I understand. Yeah.
So even if I was in the States and I would have like, and that's apparently good, is 15 days or 22 days rather. So if I was in the States even if I was in the States, and the States is huge, right? You have California on the left side or the west, and you have them in the east. You have New York, you have Jersey and everything, right? If my family is spread out, mm-hmm. the likelihood that you can go and fly somewhere and spend a lot of time with them is very low because you get very little paid time off.
I mean, you also have to spend a lot of money on tickets, on plane tickets.
Yeah, but
I have heard from Europe to USA, they're like pretty expensive.
Depends on when. In February, I remember getting them for like 400 a pop. It's like not bad. 400 euros
for return and back
both ways.
Yeah. Okay, that's actually good.
It's really great
because I've heard from friends or something that they're like around 1,000.
Yeah, that's summer.
200 or something.
Why okay. I don't go in the summer.
Yeah, makes sense.
It might be like 500 now with inflation or something like that. But point of story is, it's not too expensive during the winter. But I can spend more time there than a lot of my family who is my family. One is in California, one's in Florida, one's in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for them to all meet up for a longer duration of time because of paid time off.
Yeah.
Whilst I, even if I have like a full-time German job, I would get so much more time to go see them that I could theoretically spend more time with them being in Germany and mm-hmm. doing my vacation. That being said, the amount you make is significantly less. So those are pros and cons that have to be taken into account. But even if I was in the States, it doesn't mean I would be able to see my family very often.
Yeah, makes sense, man.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Looking back, basically on the whole experience you have had, what is the one thing you could say that you have learned outside the classroom that has helped a lot with your personal growth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, makes sense. So, I alluded to earlier that my first 2 years were absolutely brutal, right? And then I talked about some tricks that would help me mm-hmm. like more integrate.
And also building the system and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So I did a Ausland semester, exchange semester in Denmark. And when I was in Denmark, I was curious. I'm like, all right, it took me forever and a half to like be comfortable in Germany and not feel alone. How fast could I integrate in Denmark?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right. And then I like mapped it out. Like I want to be friend. Like I want to meet friends. I need to do hobbies and whatnot. And I tested to see how fast could I integrate with these tricks and whatnot that I've learned. And it was really quick that I was able to just like make friends, and not feel so lonely and do hobbies and whatnot. And then when I went to Korea for vacation for a year, I had a challenge for myself to feel like, okay, how fast can I integrate with these people? How fast? Mm-hmm. Because remember what I said about the when I spoke to somebody in their second language,
You were like forcing them to answer you in the same language.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So in Korea, in Seoul, there's a huge dancing community.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, okay, to make somebody be your friend.
You have to beat him on a dance battle.
Exactly. No, to make somebody be your friend or make somebody want to be your friend, mm-hmm. you have to offer something of value, right? See. And the first interaction I would have with somebody was a request that they speak my language, right?
Mm-hmm.
So almost immediately, I need to provide something of value for them to want to continue mm-hmm. having a conversation with me.
Something that they would be interested
exactly.
knowing about you or, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, or like dancing and sharing an experience mm-hmm, exactly. so that they get something from the friendship or the relationship. And then within a week, I was like, how fast can I eat with the locals? And like within a week, I was a part of the dance battle. I had mm-hmm. a midnight dance battle. We all had Korean barbecue. And
wow, that sounds amazing.
It was super cool. And
also super fast. You said you went on a vacation. Something.
Exactly.
And then you just completed to manage all these things with them.
I got so many connections that if I go back now, every weekend I can go dancing and have dance battles,
dope.
Which is
That's
really
so cool. Yeah.
So to that, like the confidence that I've built and like going to Germany, learning the language, trying it out, the system in Denmark and then Korea and whatnot. It's like, it's giving me confidence that you could drop me off most places. And if I have a phone, I'll probably figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. maybe not like a war-torn area or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I got you.
but in general places, like I have confidence that I could probably figure it out, try to like work it out with the locals there, make friendships and whatnot, and be really understanding of their culture and try to integrate. So I think my ability to be somewhat chameleon-like and understand their values mm-hmm. and try to provide and appeal to their humanity, I think that's like kind of what I learned. It's also to trust myself as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, man. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Before we wrap up things here, I want to ask one more question.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of students and maybe international students who want to leave their homes and move to different countries or Germany or whatever, and they want to start studying and stuff. So my question would be, what would be from your side a piece of advice to them to set up them for success?
That makes sense. I would say don't underestimate, obviously, learning the language, because if you don't know the language, you can't get by. You can't feel like you can integrate at all. If you can speak English really well, you can use the cheat code I did where I speak to them in German and then I show myself in English and say, haha, this is Kyle. I'm funny, I think. and then go back to German.
Yeah.
That's just the cheat code I've learned. But otherwise, I mean, having the ability to communicate is ginormous. Number one. Number two, in general, I think that it's better to have joy in life as opposed to just like having so much pressure on your shoulders. So, for example, when you're working, if you're working and you are really, really strict, but you still do your work, that's great. But outside of that, people might not want to hang around you. You can do your work, but be really, really, you can not do your work rather and be really goofy and people like being around you, but nobody wants to work with you. But if you're both, if you...
So you got to find like the perfect balance, I would say.
If you're fun and you can do things well, you can really dictate the environment around you. So I would say like, do your stuff well, but don't take your life too seriously.
Okay.
Yeah. So learn the language and enjoy life, but do it good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Makes sense. Perfect.
Yeah. Oh, and then don't do hobbies. That's super important.
I guess it helps against burning out and, as you mentioned earlier, to integrate better.
Yeah.
Doing activities with people and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't need to know the language at the beginning, which would be the case with international students. Yeah.
Because when you come here, you're alone, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And friendships are built out of a couple ways. One of which is circumstance. You're doing the same study course together, right? Another of which is like hobbies. You enjoy the same thing. And another one is values. It's really hard to find people who just vibe on the same values as you. Oftentimes, the friend has to be first out of circumstance, then hobbies, and then you see, does the values actually match up? And it's really tough to find people. But if you do hobbies, you can easily get friends based on circumstance slash hobbies. So do not underestimate hobbies, and then you can really find your people. Otherwise, it's very easy to be lonely.
Got it. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So best of luck, anybody listening.
Cool, cool. Okay, that's a wrap up from us, people. Also, I want to thank Kyle, who has been very nice today and made free time for us and talked on the podcast. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you very much.
No problem, big man.
And also has shared his journey and gave us a brief look into his life. And to all our listeners, I want to say for our social media, so we can stay tuned in for next episodes. And yeah, stay safe or have a nice evening, day.
Keep it real.
Keep it real.